You know, how good did it feel to close any game out? Is great, but to do it against the team that you had trouble doing it with just a few days ago.
We almost let it go, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, we talked about it when we were there. I mean, obviously, has pretty special players, you know, and we tried to do everything we could, obviously, to take those opportunities away where they score, and you know, fortunately, Draisaitl fanned on that one, or else it maybe could have been a different story. But yeah, they, you know, they're on the ice all the time, and it's they're very special players. So yeah, I mean, to win's a win, right? We'll take it.
I'm sure Olivier was bummed about not just the result, but how it happened out there. He has a big night tonight, but you also put it back out there in a situation to close it out. How important was that to you, both of those things?
You're talking the goal, like, because of the goal in Edmonton, what goes off his stick? Yeah, he's trying. To that point, you know, they're going to Draisaitl, right, on that side. And he does the exact right thing, gets stick on puck, has it in the lane. That puck's not getting over to him, and it just, you know, just a really freaky goal where it hits the crossbar. So, we trust him. That line clearly had a good night offensively, but they did a lot of good things, even though, you know, their big guys had a, you know, they're going to get their points and their goals. But for the most part, that the Coyle line with him and Ole and Silly did a real good job, as well as Z and Provy, obviously.
Just further to that, you had them out there against McDavid a lot. Just how much are you able to just trust them in key situations, offensively, defensively, no matter what situation?
They do the right things. And, you know, I think you guys have seen, like, we've flipped the lines a little bit here and there, you know, but that line's been pretty consistent here for a while. We do trust them defensively, but as they showed tonight, they were able to produce offensively as well. And I think that's a, not necessarily a checking line, but, you know, the role of a line that's going to play against the top guys will usually get some opportunities because top offensive guys are usually pushing for offense. So they took advantage of a few situations tonight.
How have you liked Adam Fantilli's game since moving up with Voronkov and Marchenko?
I don't think it's necessarily because he, you know, got put on that line. I think, you know, we talk about reward all the time, and he was doing the right thing as far as his work ethic, as far as his attention to detail. That's what we've asked him to do. We've, you know, we brought him in several times and have talked to him about, we're not asking you to score goals. We're asking you to do all the right things to help your team win. And, you know, if you do score, obviously it's going to help us, but we need you to play that, you know, game, that sound defensive game, as well as score goals. And he's done that. And, you know, they've had some nice chemistry, that group again. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dean. Don't take a day off. We're going to skate tomorrow.
Thanks.
You heard the man.